Well, the Weingart Center is located on Skid Row. We're a transitional housing program. We have about 500 residents who live with us from anywhere from 6 months to 2 years. Many of these people have been previously homeless, and they have issues, whether substance abuse, domestic violence, and our purpose is to help them through case management, finish their education if necessary, overcome these other obstacles, help them develop a job resume, and then through our workforce development efforts, find them a job, and then at the conclusion, move them into permanent housing.
How many jobs have you guys helped people obtain this year alone?
Well, this year alone, we've obtained 523 jobs for our participants. Those are both residents who live with us, as well as other participants referred to us through the county welfare system.
That's a lot of jobs.
It's a lot of jobs, and it's a lot of hard work, because some of these people, you know, if you excuse the expression, bring baggage with them. It makes it challenging to find work for them. But there are employers, the grocery chains, for example, the meat market industry, Farmer John, for example, that have been come to our premises. They've interviewed our people, and they've been impressed by the not only their presentation, but because we work with them on their interview skills and things like that. But they've been impressed with the work that we've done with our participants.
That's good to know. John, what are some of the things that you've seen down at the Weingart Center?
I see it every day. I see the look in people's eyes, the, you know, not knowing where to go, not knowing how to get help. We have an access center for these people to walk into. I see them sleeping on the streets. I get to work early. They set up tents. You know, what's fulfilling is when I talk to these individuals, and when you hear their stories, either if they're a parolee or if they've previously been homeless, And the thing that is rewarding is they all want to get off the street. They want to live like the rest of us, and they all want a job. And some of these stories, I mean, you just would not believe it until you hear it from, you know, yourself. People on our staff who were previously homeless, who you wouldn't even know it unless they shared their story with you. It gives a sense of fulfillment. I could have done a lot of other things when I retired, but I'm having a blast, I tell people, helping other people.
And since tomorrow's Veterans Day, there's a lot of Veterans Day celebrations occurring in Los Angeles. What are you guys doing down there at the center for the veterans who may be in that center?
Well, we have about 100 veterans in one of our veterans emerging program, and plus we have about 15 or 20 employees of our 150 employees who are also veterans. So we're honoring them tomorrow with a program beginning with a 11:30 luncheon. We'll have a color guard ceremony. I'm not sure who the guest speaker is at this time, but there'll be a guest speaker. And one way that, you know, to recognize the veterans. And, you know, we have veterans going all the way back to the Korean War. Many of them are from the Vietnam era, but we do also see an increasing number of vets from the Gulf Wars and Afghanistan as well, who have previously been homeless and have been referred to us by the Veterans Administration.
Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.